Welcome to the Big Juju Media Radio Show. Big Juju Media is the world's largest, most fabulous, most powerful, richest, and best Big Juju Media mega conglomerate on the face of this godforsaken planet, so just get over it already. Join us for more at BigJujuMedia.com. Listen for free on SoundCloud at Big Juju Media.
Babble.
Quiet.
Oh!
Just sit down and be quiet.
Oh my God!
Well, hello everybody, and welcome to the in-flight Big Juju Media Radio Show. What a fabulous opportunity
this
is.
What were those bells?
We are flying on the fabulous airlines to Sweden or Norland or Finway or some country where it's too cold for the Jews.
I think it's Sweden.
But we're going anyway. I decided to splurge. We're all here in first class. Is this just amazing? This is so
very cushy.
Very cushy.
So Jewish.
And, awesome.
I noticed that everyone up here in our section seems to be white.
Yes.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Do we need to move?
No.
Everyone's white up here.
So kosher on here. I think we've all got a kosher meal or whatever.
Well,
and,
I don't.
Just very important thing we're going to be talking about. We're big juju on this flight. Amazing juju. Great juju on this flight, don't we, everybody?
Really amazing.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have some cocktails before we take off.
Oh, my God.
I've got to have my gluten-free meal, you know.
The really important things that you need to know about to make your next flight really fabulous and wonderful with the great juju. So let's discuss, everybody, while we have our cocktails.
Well, I think having a cocktail as we get higher and higher up to where God and Jesus is a bit of a sin, but I have all kinds of Bible verses on flying.
Very good.
That Jesus and God tell us to do through prayer and in.
Just let him do
it. I will be reciting my in-flight scriptures.
I wish you wanted.
All about flying up into the, you know, hoovering around while we get closer to Jesus up in the sky.
That's right.
We'll have a holy flight. Pernod will bless this flight with much holy.
Very good. I feel so much safer.
I'm going to be talking about 10 tips to prevent motion sickness.
Very good.
Because, you know, a lot of people get sick up in the air.
Oh,
and it's also just a lot that they need to know about so that they don't get sick.
Indigestion.
And really
I don't
want to
get sick.
We are trying.
Like, gas.
So I'm going to have like a cocktail.
Oh, that sounds fabulous.
So cool.
And read my scriptures.
Wow.
This first class Let's shit is like really.
Isn't it fabulous?
So holy.
So dear, can I have some of that? Can I just play? Can I have a refill?
Darling. She reminds me of Sheila. You know, does anything we want.
She does.
She looks familiar to me.
She's trapped with me the whole time.
What
she
is.
You know, what I'm going to be talking about is airline etiquette. Hold on.
At that
she was
sinner.
What, darling?
She was sinner.
Do they have a cheese plate? Oh, fabulous luggage.
Sure, you're going to have the whole
bunch.
Okay, well, whatever. I brought this real classy airline here.
I love that. Is that Louis Vuitton?
Whoa.
Which reminds me, I'm going to be talking about some things you really ought to not forget when you go on your next classy airline.
That's right.
Turn it into the holy wine.
All the rich millionaire travel destinations like I go to. So I'm going to be going over things you should take online. I will also be covering airline etiquette.
Excuse me.
Oh my God.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, she sounds like a structured speaker.
She does. She reminds me of Sheila.
Oh my God. Can you feel that?
Fabulous. Here we go, everybody.
Oh, I love this part. I love it.
Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Jesus, help us fly the flag.
We're up.
We're up. Yeah.
Get us safely there, Jesus.
Can you still hear me?
I can still hear you, darling.
What?
That's mine.
Oh,
no,
that's
don't,
not it.
No,
okay.
Don't do that.
What are you doing?
Don't do that.
Wow.
Sit down.
Look at that.
I know
oh
it's
my
so
God,
hard.
We're really going up there.
We're over the ocean already, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
so
this fabulous. Reminds me when I was a dancer and I would fly through the air.
Oh, my God.
Quiet.
Oh, my God.
Keep your seatbelt on. Don't wander around.
You know, the man is giving her some speaking tips.
I think so,
she's not coming through very clearly. She sounds like she's talking on a drive-thru
microphone, like a
fast food joint. I can't understand a word she's
saying. It sounds a little cheap to me.
Really terrible.
Real bad sound system.
Oh, refreshments. Oh, listen to that.
Oh, I hope it's kosher. I mean, it's just, you know.
What is she saying?
I don't like her attitude, you know.
Well, she did mention health and well-being.
Yeah, she sounds like a bitch.
Oh, wow. Is that what we're flying? Qatar Airways?
Qatar Airways.
I don't know that. Everyone on here is white.
Yeah.
I know. Isn't that fabulous?
Yeah. You guys.
Wow, they must have, like, racially profiled people.
Oh, my God.
Well, the tickets were very spendy.
You racist.
I'm Jonah McNamara for your in-flight headline news now. United States Airlines and their varying pet policies are about to go to war, and Trump is going to facilitate that conflict. And Latin America Wings, the airline that never was, while Cathay Pacific racks up first back-to-back loss in 71 years. 11 more A320neo aircraft have been grounded in India, and Boeing rolls out its 10,000 737, claims new Guinness World Record. Air France and KLM, Delta, and Jet Airways consider a bid for Air India, while Eurowings turns to Royal Air Force Service provider for flight support. Virgin Atlantic introduces new discounted fare option to compete with low-cost carriers, and their food menu items are deplorable, but someone says, hey, let's do something about it and just cancel the whole thing. That's it for your in-flight headline news now on Jordan McNamara.
Hi, everyone. I'm your in-flight flight etiquette for classy living speaker named Catherine. Don't push those buttons. God damn it. What the hell was that? Who is interrupting me? Sit down back there. I see you. Just sit down. No, you can't go right now. These stupid customers who want to go to the bathroom before we've even leveled off, I swear to God. Anyway, I'm going over some classy tips. Sit down. Okay, I'm doing a show. Don't you know who I am? You look familiar to me. You just sit there and don't interrupt. So for in-flight etiquette, you want to remember how security works and don't piss off to TSA. Don't hog the overhead bin. You should listen to these. All right. Don't fight the flight attendants over the electronics, okay? If you must recline your chair, do it carefully. Do it with class. Word of God. Don't do anything inappropriate. Keep your children in check. Brush your teeth. Don't get hammered and slosh all over me and my pancakes. You gotta keep those middle seat armrests in, you know, in the down position. Don't keep flipping them up and down. Like, if you do so, it's gonna do anything to make the flight go faster. Consider your odor and your aromas and your gases that you push into the seat under you. I swear to God, don't force me to talk to you, stupid in-flight customer. Hey, I'm not done yet.
You sit down, you
I'll get
sinner.
More tips later on these in-flight classy
stupid
tips.
Stupid sinner.
From Catherine.
Jesus is coming to get you. Hi, I'm Pastor Pernie Turner of Blessed Souls Ministries, deciphering Jesus and God up in the sky. Oh, my goodness. Hold on, please. Hold on. Oh, Pernie had the holy wine up here in the airlines. I'm going over scripture that is going to deal with flying up in the sky, because you know when you fly high, you are getting close to Jesus. I'm going to do some speed scripture readings now about flying. Oh, my God. Purdue's tummy is upset. I'm not used to flying on cucumber airwaves or whatever vegetable we're flying, but what is it?
Qatar?
I don't know what that is. Anyway, on the count of three, turn to Isaiah 40, 31.
I got it.
Put your magazine down. I'm reading the Bible. Put your magazine down. You should know where the exits are by now. I'm reading about God. You don't need no stinking flight boat or your air sickness bag.
Isaiah 40:31. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. All right, let's go to another in-flight scripture to talk about flying. What does Jesus and God say about flying? Let's go to Deuteronomy 33:26. On the count of three. One, two.
I seen that. Jesus is coming to catch you.
One, two, three.
Okay, I got it. I don't know why you looking at that in-flight plan on how to get onto the lifeboats.
Jesus is the only scripture you need. Deuteronomy, it says, there is none like God, O Jerusalem, who rides through the heavens to your help, through the skies in his majesty.
See, I told you he was going to regret that.
I think I'm sitting on some chewing gum. I wonder what the etiquette is on that. Okay, one more. Psalm 124:7 on the count of three. One, two, three. Okay, I got it. Sit down. Oh my goodness. That was a sign from God. Oh my goodness.
No, it's not, Pastor Man, on an in-flight adventure.
Sit down.
Scripture's on flying.
I'm getting into my... fly the plane.
I mean, don't you think there's like a human being flying the plane? Do you really think it's Jesus
keep
or God?
Your voices
I mean, like,
down.
Really?
I'm just looking in my
really,
bag.
Pastor Man?
Oh my God. Well, you two keep it down. The flight attendant's going to come by and open the door, and we're going to get sucked out. Now, don't do that.
Oh
I don't want to get kicked off.
I'm Jordan McNamara for your in-flight headline news now. WestJet announces surprising executive leadership change, while a big step back for Qatar Airlines is about to hit the airwaves. And Trip Report, flying one of the few classic Boeing 737s on the Cayman Airways, says it's like flying through the desert, but without all the sand. And in someone's opinion, America's retirement of older 737s shows a bigger picture than most people are willing to admit. While there's a whiteout going on and how basic logos and white color palettes dominate all of logistics, Rolls-Royce has spent hundreds of millions to repair a Dreamliner engine, and Cathay Pacific's first A350-1000 rolls out of paint shop. TBT Throwback Thursday in aviation history is all about Jetrain and Aerolíneas Argentinas invest almost $10 million in IT systems, while Air Belgium says something that's not on my list. And that's it for your air headline news now.
What are you doing, darling?
I'm just looking through this. Oh, look at this.
What's
I'm
that?
I'm in this classy magazine.
There you are, darling.
Here's my photo spread and
holy crap.
A really good interview of me. Oh, my God, look at that.
That
oh,
is
what did
fabulous.
I say?
You're naked.
Because I'm real classy.
Oh, look at me. Yeah.
Can I have another magazine? Can I have another magazine? I'm in this one, but I want to see the other one. Let me see that.
Uh-huh. Oh, this champagne's
fabulous. Here I am. Okay, look at me. Look at this.
What?
Look at me.
What?
Oh, I'm in one of the in-flight movies.
Oh, no.
Oh my God.
Oh, my God.
They're showing the useless puce.
No
oh, my
way.
God. I'm in the in-flight movie.
We finally
I'm
get
in
to
the
see
in-flight
it.
In-flight movie. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is so huge.
Oh, wow.
This is a real coup for me.
Well, if they show it, it'll give me a chance to take a nap.
It'll give me a chance to go take a dump.
You'll give Bernard a chance to continue with scripture and prep, calm down these in-flight customers.
Well, you do that. Okay.
Stop it.
What are you
yeah,
doing?
Whip your chair up.
I swear to God.
Get you
down.
Customers who keep leaning back and getting into Bernard's face.
White trash.
I am trying to read the Bible of Jesus and God.
Put your
chair back up.
White trash customer.
Don't look at me like that.
God, you're not
Jesus
classy.
Gonna get you. I am going to put a hex on you.
You're not
I'm
classy.
Whitewashed tombs covered dead
sit down.
Swear to God.
Wow. I'm exhausted from performing
wow.
that exercise.
You two sit down and stop
oh,
it.
The demons on this flight. I don't
oh,
know if we're going to make it to the end. Luckily, I got some... Perna got some prison pets that I brought along that
sit
I blessed
down.
Before we
sit
got
down.
On. Okay. So they're going to help me get through the flight.
Right on, everyone. I'm Jonathan Knightsbridge with your in-flight message. So we're on this righteous Qatar Airlines up in first class. And I've had some like pretty righteous microbrews. And you know what coffee they serve online? Right on, man. It's totally Starbucks. So I've already got my Starbucks for my in-flight drink. It's so righteous, man. It's just like, here, hold on. Hold on, man. Hold on. Oh, wow. So this is like they've got cold brew on board, you know, just in case you need a little something to help you get through the flight, which is why I'm going to talk about 10 tips to prevent motion sickness. So motion sickness is when you feel like you're going to hurl, whether you're doing sea travel or air travel or, you know, something like that. And the symptoms can include nausea, vomiting, dizziness, sweating, and just a basic sense of not feeling cool. So you gotta watch your consumptions of food and drink and alcohol during travel, because like excessive alcohol and foods that don't agree with you can make you feel sick, and you'll spend all the flight in the John, and it's like really bad because then no one else can go. You gotta avoid strong food odors because you'll absorb them in your fashion clothes and you'll get nauseous. You gotta choose a seat where you can experience the least motion. So like, I like to sit over the wing, okay? Or like up in the cockpit. That was a little joke. I usually just sit in the cockpit. Don't sit facing backwards from your direction of travel. You wanna sit in the front of the plane, you know? And don't read if you're prone to getting sick while you read and shit like that. So if you want to open a vent or like one of the air blaster things, you can do that too. But just make sure you don't put on spray cologne or anything like that, because it'll like blow onto the other customers and you'll probably get kicked off the plane, and that would like, you know, totally suck. It would just like be like totally bad.
I'm Jordan McNamara with your continuing in-flight airline news now. Hawaiian confirms order for 10 Boeing 787-9 Dreamliner aircraft, but it squashes a squash and comes under a zucchini. British Airways says they're going to change their name to French Airways after the war that went through with Russia. And introducing a new cabin for Gatwick-based 777s is some idea that airlines are preparing in the EU, as long as the regulations on data protection don't include content violations. And Aeros Alliance and Aer Lingus and Ryanair signed a flying connection deal to disconnect their television sets from onboard video players. You won't be able to hear headline news anymore, because I won't be playing on that since they won't represent me. And that's just about it for your in-flight headline news now. I'm Jordan McNamara.
So the other thing about how preventing sickness can be to your benefit if you're flying on a plane is you want to isolate yourself from others who may be suffering from motion sickness.
Yeah, I've got my ass pack right here.
You know, they're going to get all complaining, and they're going to be talking about how many pills they've popped, and they can't hold their liquor
and other crap
like that. And so just like basically stay away from the freaks
on the
flight, you know, if you can choose your seat ahead of time.
I got that man in front of me, kicked out back into coach.
Seat like we did up here in first class.
That's right.
You know, it's just like all these righteous drinks.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
It's Jesus.
Oh, man. This,
Jesus
like,
has a new sound up here.
It's just bitching up here. I wonder if it tastes better up here because we're up higher and we're just like all like getting high.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's really good up here.
High with the spirit of the Lord up in Purdue Airways.
Hello, everybody. I'm Steve Steinberg for your in-flight life facts show. And I have a very special guest, Catherine Jamie Onomalu. We're doing an in-flight special for LifeX Television right now. Catherine, welcome to the in-flight show, darling.
God. Hi, Steve. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, fabulous,
here with
darling.
You.
Fabulous.
What are you doing? No.
Yo, she's
I'm sorry,
with me.
I'm doing a show.
She's
okay,
with
I'm
me.
Doing a show. I'm sorry you're jealous.
I'm going to sue you.
Know, these in-flight attendants are really pissing me off.
Oh, not Jewish.
I'm just going to go over a few things that you should not forget to think about and probably bring with you for your in-flight entertainment and comfort when you fly on classy airways.
Yes, or whatever it is that we're flying. I've had two drinks by now, so I've already forgotten about it. But everyone here is so white and pretty. So tell us, what should we pack for a vacation or a business trip when we're on superlative white airlines or whatever the hell we're flying? Drinks are fabulous.
Well, you want to bring superior luggage like I have with plenty of zippers,
really,
so you can
it's
always
fabulous.
Find something to do when you get bored of looking at your own photos and interviews in the magazines like mine. I was in the magazine because I'm famous.
I know, darling.
I'm famous, unlike you, bitch, flight attendant.
Leave
All right,
her alone.
So anyway, back to the tips.
Leave us alone. We're in first class. We paid for it. Okay, darling, let's get back to the tips.
You want to bring a collapsible water bottle with a filtering system, your daily medications, your phone chargers, any documents you'll need throughout the trip.
Oh, that's right.
Any valuables, your entertainment systems.
Oh, yes.
I have brought along my smartphone, my iPad,
my
laptop, another iPhone. iPad, a change of underwear. I mean, you're going to get sweaty. Things are going to get lumpy. You're probably going to feel damp if you've got a transatlantic flight like we have, even
really?
In first class. I've noticed that
when
we first sat down, my seat was a little damp.
Did you?
I think the person who sat in this before me was carrying quite a bit of weight. I think they took up the entire row, and that's probably why the seats are damp. I could be wrong, but I'm just saying that I'm not prejudiced against that kind of thing.
Well,
I talk
of course.
About it. I'm Pastor Pern Inferner with your in-flight entertainment system from the Lord. You know, you heard about these prison pets? Why send them something good when they've been so bad? Well, now we have the in-flight edition that you can take on the airlines because they are TSA approved. Just look at this. I am activating them right now. When you shake your in-flight prison pet, its eyes bug out because of the altitude And it's really annoying to all those other screaming customers, so be sure to take your prison pet on flights. Pernit's prison pet.
I'm Jordan McNamara with your in-flight headline news. Now, Canadian government is looking to replace all their airlines with trucks that fly in the air using microchips. And airlines are resuming service to Taiwan after more than 20,000 years. Flood City Folly, how U.S. taxpayers funded the airport for nobody, where planes come and go, but no one ever gets on them. Everyone loses their luggage there, too. I've got these peanuts and cheese stuck in my throat. Anyone else get served those on this flight? Why is the food so crappy here? Well, anyway, American Airlines spreads basic economy to Europe because Europe doesn't have an economy. And Throwback Thursday in aviation history says we should go back to Fridays instead. No one pays attention to Thursdays. Aeromexico adds a new Detroit route, sending everyone back there just to get a refund on those cars they bought. That's it for your headline news now. I'm Jordan McNamara.
Everyone doing okay? The flight is really smoothing out now. Yeah. I think it's really pleasant. Those rude bitch flight attendants have left us alone, finally.
Hi, everyone. I'm Catherine Tumiana-Malu. I'm going to continue on my segment, my in-flight segment, on things you want to take care of when you're flying and traveling and vacation, classy airlines, classy ships, classy boats, classy jet skis, however you choose to travel. You also want to bring, did I mention a change of underwear? Because you're going to get it damp. That's right, I said that. You want to do a toothbrush, toothpaste, and facial wipes, and anal wipes. Location appropriate clothes. You know, I can't bring my triple sow cow moves and my quadruple axles up here because they do have a dress code if you're going to fly. You want to bring a satisfying, sensual snack that draws attention to your fingers and your lips and any other part of your body that you want to use to flirt with the other air flight, in-flight passengers. Hi, what are you looking at? Well, drop me a 20 and maybe. You know, these people that don't know me who think they can try and get it for free, I swear to God. Anyway, speaking of satisfying snacks, I brought on my own classy in-flight meals. It is entirely made of salads and celery and tomatoes. And, oh my God, I just realized, you know, I did not take my probiotics before I came on flight, Steve. I might have a problem with the cellulose. I might have a little problem digesting what I ingest in this meal. Which reminds me, you know, back in Vegas when I was playing Crevel right before my Vegas act flailed, I flailed around before it failed. I was flying through the air this one. We were doing an airline sketch with some real great propeller moves. It's like the guys would hold us up, and we would just do these cartwheels and kick and kick and woo, and the propellers would fly off the plane into the audience to do lap dances, and it was sort of like a... The theme was like we were taking off, we were flying the plane, we'd get really high for the Mile High Club, and then, you know, we would crash the plane into the audience and do a couple of lap dances.
Really?
And that was a real big tip night. That was a real big tip night for me. It was a real coup for me. But these flight attendants on here, they don't have the class, they don't... You know, their nails are chipped. I saw that. I saw her walk by. She had a rip in her support hose.
Really?
It's like, what is going on? How much do they pay these people who fly on Qatar Airlines? I swear to God, her hair didn't have a...
Well, anyway, I think it's just about in-flight airline etiquette, you know? It's just like, oh, shit, there we go again. So many people are already asleep up here, and that's like another thing about the etiquette is, like, you gotta choose how you want to sleep. It's like, do you want to lean to the side? Do you want to stoop over and lean on your tray? Or, you know, do you want to stretch out over the seats? You also gotta respect the lavatory, you know? It's like, don't stay in there forever, and don't try to join the Mile High Club and have sex, and don't, like, dump a load and then not flush, or... piss all over the floor in there and take your in-flight dick pics or tit pics. It's like, you know, just go to the bathroom and get out of there, man. It's just like, take a little aerosol with you or even light some incense, because technically it's not a cigarette. You're not smoking.
Pastor Perrin and Turner, this is step two on the in-flight fun with your prison pet. Now take your prison pet and shake it to activate it.
and that's when the squeaking starts. And if you do this, you can hold your prison pets in the faces or over the heads of the other passengers and drive them nuts for driving you nuts.
I like that one. That's
oh
a good
my
one.
God, that is really good.
I'm Charlie McNamara with your in-flight headline news now. Walt Disney World hotels are chewing away with free parking. You won't be able to go to Disneyland or Walt Disney World anymore or Udo Disney or anywhere else because the mouse just needs more money. An American tourist caught peeing next to a 16th century statue in Florence could face up a $12,000 fine if he doesn't pay it right away. It's going to go up even more, and Ivanka Trump's going to go and seize the money for him in a classic money laundering bait-and-switch situation if you can afford to fly in Ivanka Trump's jet. How Meghan Markle is secretly prepping for royal life aboard the Royal Airlines that none of you are flying in this flight because you're too poor, aren't you, you dumb Trump taxpayers? By the way, are any of you on this flight? Have you tried the rotten food? Eat as much as you can. We don't want you to land with the rest of us. And what to wear in Costa Rica? Nothing! And what this winter may never end, at least flights to Hawaii are $2 million round trip right now. And that's it for your in-flight headline news. I'm Jordan McNamara. Have a pleasant flight, everybody.
Well, this has been an amazing in-flight radio show
we've had
here on BGG Media. I think we've covered some really important things with the in-flight airline etiquette.
My magazine.
And how not to be sick and nauseous. It's so not Jewish.
I'm in the magazine,
His prison pets.
Did you hear me?
That's right. And when they say you have to listen to scripture, the whole damn flight.
What's wrong with scripture?
Oh, my
God.
It's a bunch of Bible scriptures. Oh, my God.
Are we crashing? Here we go.
Landing.
Everybody hold tight. Hold tight.
Whoa.
What's happening? Shh. Sit down.
What's happening?
Wow,
turn in, turn in, turn in. Put your seatbelt on. We're landing.
Gentlemen, welcome to Stockholm, Sweden. We have
Sweden. We're going
I don't
to
like
Sweden.
Her voice.
Oh, we were not supposed to go to Sweden.
I thought we were going to the Holy Land. Shh, quiet.
I thought we were supposed to go somewhere else.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Where's my prison pet? Oh, will you sit down and shut up? I swear to God. Oh, my God. Yeah. We're going to freeze to death.
Oh, shut up, Pastor Marin.
I look really good in this magazine spread, this in-flight magazine. I've got my prison pet. I have so many belongings in my classy luggage. I brought two prison pets. You know, I don't like her tone of voice. I think I could do a better job at that voiceover, you know what I'm saying? I'm activating my prison pet while we land.
I can do whatever I want with my prison pants. Turn around and leave me alone.
These customers she's real snippy.
These customers are driving me nuts, these passengers.
Really unprofessional. Really unprofessional. Thank you, dear. Wow. She just took my drink, like, straight away. That's how they say it over here. You know, we say right away. She said, I'm going to take your drink, ma'am, straight away. And she took it straight away. I love the Qataris language.
Holy, I don't get
it. Well, I'm just glad that we made it here safe and sound.
Oh, my God, I
kind
of
doubt that they're going to let us fly on this airline.
I don't know.
It's just like... You know, I don't think we really fit in while we're doing a radio show airline flying, Steve.
Well, I thought it was unique and unusual. Anyway, now we've done it. So we've done Big Choo Choo Media radio show on an airline flight.
Fabulous.
And Ann Coulter and Sean Hannity and everyone else who thinks they're going to do something fabulous like
Joel
we did.
Lowe
Rush
Steam.
Limbaugh doesn't even do a show, and he has a private jet. We have a whole freaking
airline.
None
of them have done this,
so
Steve.
Fabulous, so Jewish, so juju. I mean, this is really the thing.
It was
isn't
really
it?
Fabulous.
I just got an idea. I could do permanent airwaves on scriptures in the sky.
Oh, I like that.
Or something like that. Holy Air. Or Jesus Airlines or something like
or
that. We
could have Classy Air with
Bible.
Catherine.
Instead
I could
of
fly
that
through the air.
Slutty magazine in every sit back pocket. And we could
this
have,
is a fabulous
you know,
magazine
what you
spread
do in case
with me.
The plane crashes and everyone could pray and Pernick could finally get everyone to pray at the same time. But Jesus is God.
We're going to watch the useless kiss. It's my influence.
The flight attendants who will collect them in the offering bowls and deliver them to Jesus, like in the luggage
thing in the airport.
Oh my God.
That is a good idea.
Collect everyone's money from all the passengers.
That's a really good idea, Steve.
That'd be real nice.
You never stop grifting,
do
you? I swear to God.
I know. Well, let's just get off the plane quietly. We gotta make our way through the airport and get back to the hotel before it closes. Did it close over here in Sweden?
I don't know. I still have my cocktail.